it is. Chasurei Mechzer. I'll tell you, something is missing in our Mishnah. Vochik Toni. This is what our Mishnah is supposed to, what it was supposed to be shown in our Mishnah. Nos no benigdo. You put the Erev inside the tower. V'noy al b'fonav. And you lock the door. V'yovar amasteach. And you lost the key now. So the beginning is Shabbat, you do not have the key, you can't get in to get the Erev out. Is the Alocha Harei the Erev. This is the Tanakam of our Mishnah. The Erev is Chal. Now, the Shit say like this. When do I tell you it's Chal the Erev, the Yomtiv? Only on Yomtiv. Why? Because on Yomtiv, behold, like Rav Meir Shita, you're allowed to break down this tower on Yomtiv. So even though you lost the key, so what? You're allowed to break down the tower and get the Erev out. So therefore, the Erev is Chal. Avol b'Shabbos, Mashenkin, in such a case happens on Shabbos, ein eruv erev. Then the Erev is not Chal, because on Shabbos you're not allowed to break down the tower. So since you can't break down the tower, you don't have the key, you can't get in, the male of the Erev is not Chal. Shrashi ein eruv erev. The less led Reb Shimon, what does Shimon Perakon, they don't hold like Reb Shimon yet. Vaita. Elv Shabbos ein eruv erev. Now, nimsa mafteach, let's say though later you find the key, this is the male of the Erev is not Chal, providing you didn't find the key. What about now in the middle of Shabbos you found the key? Nimsa mafteach, bein b'yer, bein b'soda, ein eruv erev. The Erev is not Chal. No matter where you found the key, even in the year, in the city, still the Erev is not Chal. So Rashi says, Chan, this man the Yom is, Rashi, ein eruv erev, the left way of the Reb Shimon, because it doesn't know that Reb Shimon Shita. So therefore, even though you found it inside the city, it's also to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer, to a gang, to a kafir. So even though it's in the city, still you can't carry it back home. Therefore, the Erev is not Chal on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer Yoimer, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it depends. The ear, Eruv Erev. If you found the key inside the city on Shabbos, and we're talking about you have the Eruv Chatzeris all around, so it's only a shali carrying it from one chotzer into another chotzer, that's Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Shimon Shita, that you're allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. So if you find the key in the city, you're allowed to carry it back to your Migdum. Mashenkein Basod, if you find the key outside in the fields, where there it's a Carmelist, and you can't carry in a Carmelist, then the din is ain't Eruv Erev. Said the Gemara, is that Gemara be ear Eruv Erev? Why do we say if you find the key in the city, then the Erev is Chal, Mashmi, you're allowed to carry the key back to the Migdal? Why? So the Gemara, this man, the Rebbe Lezal, Kreb Shimon. The Yomer, the Shimon Shita is Echad Gagles, all roofs, the Echad Chatzeris, all Chatzerim, not even though they belong to different people, and they did not make an Eruv Chatzeris together. The Echad Kafifon, again, the Kafif was a big open park that has Dalad Mechitis around it. Inside the park, you're allowed to carry, providing it's less than a base of sign. You're allowed to carry inside the park. You're allowed to carry. Now, the shaila is, can you carry from a park into a chotzer, into a gag? Rav Shimon says yes. He says, Rishus Achasein is called one big Rishus, Lekelem Sheshiftem Batechen. If you have something that the beginning of Shabbos was in your backyard, and that's halacha. If you have a chair in your backyard, there's no shaila, you're allowed to carry it from your chotzer to your friend's chotzer. Even though you didn't make it a move chaserah together. Because something that's in the chotzer itself, you're allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer, to the top of the roof, to a kafif, you're allowed to carry. Yeah. Mashenkin, when do we need a roof chaserah for? That's only something at the beginning of Shabbos was inside your house. If something, a chair or a keli that was inside your house, now it's a shayla. Even though you're allowed to take it from your house into your chotzer, but you not can't carry it then from your chotzer into somebody else's chotzer, unless you have a eruv chaserus. Because something that starts out in your house is called privately for you. So you see it like in your rishus. To take it to somebody else's rishus, the rabbanon looks like he's carrying from one rishus to another rishus. That's a shim and shita. If the keli was in the chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos, the chotzer is not called like a private house. So we don't really see it in your rishus. We stand seated in the chotzer. All chatzerim look alike. It's all one big rishus yochid. And all gagois look alike. And all kafifas look alike. So then, if the key at the beginning of Shabbos was lost in the chotzer, in a kafif, you're allowed to carry it from one kafif to another kafif to a chotzer back to the migdol. Mashenkein basoda. Let's say you found or you lost the key outside in the field. Then ain't a ruvi erev. The erev is not chal. Why? Because you can't carry it back. In the field, poshut means it's a karmelis. And there's an instant with the Rabbanan carrying the key through a Kamlis. Dr. Gemara to Rabbanan. And the Kurus goes according to Rabbanan Shita. That even though carrying through a field is only awesome with the Rabbanan, there's only a Kamlis, there's no instant, there's no Rishus or Rabbin. So according to Rebbe, the Kurus still the Eruv should be a good Eruv. Because according to Rebbe, Ben Ashmosos, you're allowed to do it through with the Rabbanan's Tzorach Mitzvah. So you would be allowed to carry the key to the Migdal Ben Ashmosos. So the Maya goes according to Rabbanan.
Yeah. What's the Amifia doing here? Yeah.
The Bach says you take the seller, it's not the gay this part here. Hey, so this part of the Gemara the Bach says take out. Machal doesn't belong, it's not the gay. Your Kibigosa says take it out.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So Gemara, Rabba Rav Yosef Damer Tavayu. They both say, Hocha b'migdol shaleit saskinim. I tell you, we're talking about our migdol is made out of wood. Hey, it's not like we answered before. Before we want the answer, we're talking about a migdol made out of bricks. And the reason why the Arab is chal, because according to a meyashita, it's only piled up bricks, you can knock it down. Now he wants to say no. I'll tell you, we're talking about a migdol made out of wood. The migdol shaleit saskinim. The mass of a klihu. Rabbi Lezer holds in the Mishnah, the Arab is not chal, because even though it's made out of wood, it's also called a kli. The Tanakam hold is called the kli. And the klal is, v'yein binyin b'kelim, v'yein spiru b'kelim. Since it's only called the kli, this migdol, it's made out of wood, it's called a kli. And the klal is, there's no wisdom binyin or spiru on kelim. That's why it's mutter to break down this tower to get the Arab out of it. Rashi, v'yein spiru b'kelim, v'yboi sosalei. Maybe you could break down this tower. Umasov, Rebbe Lezer holds in the Mishnah, oyelhu. No, it's not considered a keli. It's called an oil. That means like a binyan. And the Melo, there's an isser of knocking down a binyan on Shabbos. Therefore, you can't break into it. That's this machlokes. We're talking about it's made out of wood, and the shal of this wood, is it called a kli, or is it called an oil? So the more of a plukta dani tenoi, the chur, this machlokes, if a migdol is called an oil, or called a kli, it's told another machlokes tenoim, the tenan. Hikish al gabe shida table migdol. Hikish means a zav. He has a zav, and he hit it with his hand. Hikish means that he took his fist and gave a knockdown on a shida table migdol. It's a locha tumeim. It's makabel tumah. Since the zav moves it, that's called like hesetoy shel zav, anything that moves because of the zav has tumor on it. Like Rashi says, Hikish shashi zav viagroifoy. A person that's a zav, he is tumeh. If he gave a bang with his fist, Agave shida teva migdol. He banged a chest or a tower. Is a locha tameyim, says Rashi, mevnei shes seitan, because he caused them to move. Ukugoyin shoya lovish base yad. We're talking about his hands have like a cover over it. He had either the sleeves covered over. So there's no tumas maga. He didn't just touch it. He has to come on till he moved it. Al tumas heset. He made it move. Like matana v'negiya. Inami shakesh v'chtichas eitz shabiyodoy. Rels b'chlal, the zav did not touch this chest. He just took a big stick to Zav and gave a bang on this sheet of Teva Migdum. So the Kitzah was moved because of the Zav. That's called Tumas Heset. Anytime the Zav steps on something or moves something, he's Matan Rebbe Teres Heset. So here the Meister was, the Zav gave a big clap on a sheet of Teva Migdum. What the Smach Lekis? The Tanakama says to Neim, Rebbe Nechemia, Rebbe Shimon Matarim. They say, no, it's Torah, it's not Makabel Tumah. So what's the Smach Lekis if the Migdum is Makabel Tumah or not? My la bochim if we get the chur of machlokes is like this. Ma saw the klihu. The Tanakama holds is called a kli. Therefore it is makabel tumah. O ma saw the oilhu. And you have the chenin, you have Shimon holds, no, it's not called a kli. It's called like an oil, like a binyan. And the habimina is, if the zav moves the binyan, there's no tumas heset by a binyan. I tell you, there's only a tumas heset if he moves a kli. If he moves an oil, there's no tumas heset. So chur, that's the machlokes here. Is this migdol, this big migdol, is made out of wood. Is it still called a kli, or is it called an oil? Shrashi oil who? V'lei mekabel tumah, that's the havamina. That if it's called an oil, it's called like a binyan, like a house, then it's not mekabel tumah. So frati gemara omer abaya, v'tizgro, is this true? Are you going to tell me that an oil is not mekabel tumah hesed? I'll bring you right not like that, that even if it's called an oil, a house, if the zav moves the house, it's also mekabel tumah. V'atanya we learned, oy hail, if you have a good oil, a good house, a good tent leg, beneath it, and the Zav moves it, gives a bang on it, that makes those things move, you should know Tomei. It's Makabel Tumah Heset. Kli, let's say you have 100% good Keli here. V'yena Nisit, Chveis, the Zav gives a bang on the floor. But the Keli does not move, is a Locha Torah. You see, Klo, it's not Tully, it's called an oil or called a Kli. It's Tully Lamaisa, does the Zav move it or not? Anything the Zav moves is has Tumah Heset. What's not moved because of the Zav has no Tumah Heset. So it's not the Machlekes of the Migdol called an oil or not. That's not the machlokes. Shrashi with Tizbru, the tiny Mishmoyah of Lavoyalu, is that the machlokes? I bring an order, Venisa, Shena Tekua Yafa wasn't not, they have this oil, but it wasn't solidly in the ground. It wasn't Tekua tied down well. Okay, Shemachish Boy, when the Zav gave a bang, Nisit, the whole oil moved. In such a case, it's Tomei. What about the Yim Kliyu? Mamish is Mamish a Kli. Sheva Chubav Tekua. Let's say you put up a Kli, or you covered Harbi, it's very heavy. Shena Nisit Machmosai Tor. That even though the Zav gave a bang, but the Kli did not move, it's a nice heavy Kli, it's like a Tor. So you see, it's not totally if it's a Kli or not, it's totally if it moves or not. Yeah. Ukatoni Sefer, Sefer says, V'yimhoyon nisot in Tumeyim. Anything that moves because of Zav is Tomei. Zeha klal. Nisot machmas koichoi Tomei. Calls the manas move because of the Zav's koich, like the Zav gave a bang on the Kli and the Kli moved, or the oil moves, is Tomei. Machmas roda tor. Let's say the Zav just gave a big bang on the ground. And because of his bang on the ground, that like shook the ground. And now the ground shakes the oil. That's like called Koyach Koychoi, that's Takator. That's called Machmas Roda. Shashi Zeh Klau. Nisat Machmas Koychoi, Shetet Es HaKli. The Zav moved the Kli itself. Oyal Oyal Mamish Anitka Mimashovay Mashum. That's Tomei. Machmas Roda. Sheh Tofach Paragla Bekarka. The Zav gave a big bang on the floor with his feet. O Machmas Ninu HaKarka, because he made the ground shake, Nisat HaKli. That made the Kli move. Even though the Kli moves from its place of a Tor, still the Kli is not Makabu Tumas Hesed. Why? The Koyach Koychehu. That's called an indirect Koyach of the Zav. That's not Matami. Depends if the Zav makes it move directly, it's Makabu Tumas. If it's an indirect movement of Koyach Koychehu, it's Tor. So the Mora Ella Tedeb Shalta Des Elam Rabaya. The Kula Yalma Hesed Machmas Koychehu Tumi. Machmas Roda Tor. That everybody holds. Here we're talking about the machlekes where he hit the Sheina Teva Migdol. That we said this first bright Tanya. Hikish Agabe Sheina Teva Migdol. That was machlekes if it's Tomei or it's Tor. What's the machlekes? A modern case where you didn't, the Zav did not hit directly the Sheina Teva Migdol. He just gave a bang and it made something shake. But it shook machmas koichi askinim. Hovokem iflugi. The mass sover heavy hesed. That's called by koichi. Or mass sover loy heavy hesed. It's not called koichi. So Rashi, what's the case? The kulu yam afilu of nechemia hesed mamish machmas koichi tamer filu oil. Everybody holds. If the zav makes it move directly, even if it's an oil, still it's makabel tumah. Now what's the machlokes here? Forget machmas rod the torah afilu hu kli. If it's an indirect movement, even if it's a kli, it's also torah. What's our machlokes? Berodo machmas koychon. Sheheke shaleya mamish. He mamish hit the shena teva migdol. V'loy nitkan. And it didn't move. V'loy hustu. Ela rodo. That's the pshat. He mamish gave it a bang. He hit the shena teva migdol, but it didn't move from its place. It only shook a little bit. It like just a shook, that's all. But didn't uproot from its place. It didn't move an inch from its place. It just gave it a bang, and it just shook a little bit. That's the machlokes. Is shaking something called nisid that it's moved because of the zav or not? That's the machlokes. V'ochais berodo machmas koichei. He mamish gave koichei. Mamish hit the shein that the migdol, but it didn't make it move from its place. He just make it shake a little bit. Roda just shook a little bit. So the machlokes, if shaking something, is that called tumas hesed or maybe no? Tumas hesed means zavka has to move out of its place because of the zav. But our core part of it is you have no machlokes. What we want to say, pshat now Mishnah is you have this migdol made out of eitz, and the machlokes on the kama hold is called a keli, and a keli there's no istira on a keli, and your blezos know it's called an oil, and there is a istira oil. So the while we have no raya for our machlokes. So the Gemara umasnisin, but my mukminin law, how do you learn pshat now Mishnah here? The marabaya verova the yamri tavayu. Ateyo b'manel v'korto b'misnaskinin. We're talking about you had a manel, you had a lock on it. Or it wasn't such a good lock, it was just tied down with strings. V'korto b'misnaskinin. But we're being chosen now. The Pashup Shan now Mishnah, even though the migdol is made out of wood, still is called an oil. It's called a binyan. So rather to be an issue, be right to knock down the migdol on Shabbos. Because course, it's the stirot on a binyan. Now what is our Mishnah? What's the machlokes now Mishnah? Well, you have this migdol, and it was locked up with a lock, but it's only tied down with string. That's what we're talking about. The man of the court of the mistress tied up with string, askinim. Oh boy, sakinu lemistake. And in order to open up the string, you have to take a knife to cut the string. That's the shailam. Now, Tanakama Sovolok Rebbe Yossi. The Yoma Kola Kedel Mitolam Shabbos Chutz Vimester Agodov Yesachem Achresha. So the shailam is, you have to cut open the string. Now, Lamaisi, you are allowed to cut string on Shabbos. That's the mice again. Anytime you have a bakery, if you buy cake from the bakery and you have a string tied around, you're allowed on Shabbos to take the knife and cut the string. You're allowed to cut string on Shabbos. Alright, I shouldn't say all cases, but in the case where, at least for mucking me out, it's tied, the food is tied up. If the ksharim there is not a kesher shal kayama, there wouldn't be an issa deraisa of untying the knot, then you're allowed to cut the string. So the mice here, you're allowed to cut the string here. But the shailah is, you can't do it with your hands, you need a knife. Is it muta to touch a knife, to take a knife, to cut the string? The Tanakama holds like Rabbi Yossi, it's not muksa. That the only time something is muksa machlas karon kis. You can't use a big butcher's knife, or a big master hagodom, or a big sword, that's muksa machlas karon kis. That big knife you can't use, you set it aside, that's used on Shabbos. But a normal knife, it's used to cut meat, just like you cut meat with it, you're allowed to cut something else with it. It's not muksa. That's the Tanakama. So tomorrow, for Rebbe Lezer, now Mishnah, the next Monday on Rebbe Lezer, that says you can't open up this knot on Shabbos, you can't tie it, you can't cut it open, why not? So will look Rebbe Nechemya. He holds like the Nechemya Shita, that the Shalah for Muksa to use the knife. The Yomer of Nechemya Shita is, Afilu Talis, and Afilu Tarvin. It's even Kalim that you're allowed to use like a Talis, and a Tarvin, a spoon, and Nitolim El Lutzerach Tashmishon. You're only allowed to use a spoon on Shabbos for the Tzarech of eating with the spoon. To do the tashmish of the spoon. Who are then to wear a jacket? You're only allowed to pick up a jacket, I'm not to wear it. Let's say you want to take the jacket to put down on the floor to sit on, it's also according to the Chemia. You're only allowed to move kalim for the tashmish that the kli is oimit for. So if you want to use a knife, is oimit to cut meat, to cut food with. It's not oimit to cut string with. So according to the Chemia, you're not allowed to use a knife to cut open the string. So that's what Reb Lezer holds, and there's some muksa involved. That all you have to do is untie the knot. True, but your hands, you can't do it. So you have to use some kali to cut the strings. You're not allowed to touch a knife to cut the string, therefore you can't open up the string. The Tanakama holds on, though. We don't hold such a vaitig lemuk, so we don't hold like a Nechemian. We all close them on the kli as a mlachta leheter. You could do any tashmishim you want with it. Lab dafka the tashmish that's oimid the knife to do. Even here, to cut something else is also mutter. That's the machlekes. But according to everybody, you have to be able to see yourself eating the lechem, eating the erev, benash moshes. It's only a shal is a mutter to break open the lock to get inside or not. Tanakama holds, you are allowed to untie, cut the string, and according to Rebbe Lezer, it's also to cut the string. So the Mishnah. Mizgalgul chutz l'tchum. You have your erev, mamish, you put the erev, the lechem, outside by the pie mama, exactly the last point where you can make the erev. And mizgalgul chutz l'tchum. Now, before Shabbos, the lechem rolls out of the place. It goes further than your place. And chutz l'tchum, it goes out of the apayim amah. Or else, nofel olav gag. A gal means a bundle of stones fall on top of your lechem now. Or nitra. Or else your lechem got burnt up. No more erev there. Or else truma, you put out truma there, then it's mas, and the sheriff touched it, and became tamei. Now that the truma is tamei, it's not edible for anybody. Even a kohen can't eat it. Therefore, it's not called an erev. It's a look like this. If these things happened before Shabbos started, that the erev rolled out of the tchum, or else the gal covered it up, or else it got burnt or became tamei, is mela ein eruvei. The erev is not chal. Because about benash moshes, when the erev should be chal, you don't have the lechem there. The lechem is tamei, the lechem is burnt up. You don't have an erev there. What about mishach hashechem? That means at the beginning of Shabbos, the erev was good, the lechem was there. Afterwards, at night time, then the Erev got burnt up or rolled out of place. Then her raised the Erev. The Erev is Chal, because that's the law. Haruvei Tchumim is Chal Ben Hashmoshes. If at that second of Ben Hashmoshes, the Erev was Chal, once it's Chal, it stays Chal the whole Shabbos. Even if the Erev gets lost or you eat it up later. What about in Sofik? You have the Sofik, you don't know when it happened. You put the Erev there on Friday afternoon. You come back there late Shabbos night or early Shabbos morning, and you see now your Lechem is burnt up. And you don't know when it was burnt. Was it burnt before Shabbos, or was it burnt Shabbos by night? Does he have a sofik if the erev is chal or not? What's the loch of a sofik erev? Is Reb Meir Reb Yehuda Oimrim Hareza Chomer Gomel? Chomer Gomel means it's like a donkey and a camel together. In other words, he's a stuck. We go to Chumrah and say like this: really, the person's house is over here. That's where his house is. Now he put his erev out here, a pine mama, 2,000 mamas, out of the city on this side. Now, we don't know which one of the two places really is a Shrisa. Maybe the Erev was Chal, and will look like he's living all the way outside the city over here. Really should have a Payimama from this point, all around he could walk a Payimama. But the other side is no, maybe the Erev was burnt up before Shabbos, then where is he coming to Shrisa? Here at home. If he's coming here at home, here he should have, to be able to walk a Payimama each way. So Lamaisa, we have a suffix which one it is. So all we're matching him to walk is just from here to here, back and forward, that's all he can walk. Because the Manashef, no matter which one is Chal, he's allowed to walk from here to here, because these two are Apayimama. But to walk an inch further, he's also, because maybe the Erev was not Chal, and his Shris is back at home. So if his Shris is back at home, he can only walk this way, Apayimama, which is pulled exactly where the Erev was. Now, if he wants to walk this way, away from his house, leftwards, we have to be choshen, no, maybe the Erev was Chal. On the side, the Erev was Chal, he's living here on Shabbos. So how far leftwards could he walk back? Only to his house, that's a paimamam. But to walk an amma past his house, it'd be usur. So if kids said you have a suffix of the Erev was Chal, we don't know which of the two places you're kind of Shrisa, we have to go to Chumrah. And you're only allowed to walk in between your house and the Erev. No other way can you walk. You go to Chumrah. That's how Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rabbi Yossi said no. No, Rabbi Yudai, Rabbi Yudai, Rabbi Yudai, Rabbi Yudai, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yudai, Suffolk area of Kosher. Minasafik golakula. Pashat kosher means that you name on the Erev was Chal, and from this place of the Erev, you have a right to walk another paimama. Even though it's only a Suffolk, it's a Suffolk in the Rabbanim, and you can go to Kula. Omer Reb Yosi, Avtumis Hayit, Avtumis said over Nadis, Mishun Chamisha Zakenim, Al Suffolk Erev Shakosher. He said over Nadis like me, that when you have a Suffolk, if the Erev was Chal or not, Ben Ashmoshes, you don't know if the Erev was burnt up yet or not, you can go to Kula and say the Erev is Chal. Let's see Rashi. Nizgago chustat chum enu erev. Hoyu v'yesh mi beisoy, shulan shom, you're really in your house. Ade ruven, tu we erev now is, yesim apayimama. At the beginning, you put the lechem exactly apayimama out of your house. So you're allowed to walk to the erev. Now the erev was nizgago rolled another dal damas away. So it went further, then you can walk now. So if v'shas ben ashmoshes, and before ben ashmoshes, the erev rolled those dal damas, the Erev is not Chal, because you're not allowed to walk to where the Erev is. You can't walk past Apayimama. And the Manashach, Kolecha de Koneshvi, Se'iba Beis, Se'iba Erev, Le Muslim Ez, Le Mishkal. He can't go and take this Alechem. He can't take it. Nofel Olav Gamal Farsh, Begumara, the boy, Yomara, Bechassin, Lefnuye. We'll soon see the Adam Locha, Bla Shvus. We're talking about a case where the stones fell on top of it. You have to take a hatchet or a shovel to get it out. And then there'll be an Issa Binyan or an Issa Harisha, there'll be an Issa Diraisa. So that's awesome Diraisa to take out the Lechem, the Erev is not Chal. Truma v'nitamas l'chaz l'lechrini. Even a current Jenny Truma to Meyim. Meshach HaShecha, k'va akon Erev ben HaShemoshes v'Shabbos v'Hutra Hutra. If these things happen first late in the middle of Shabbos, after nightfall, it's already Chal, the Erev is Hutra the whole Shabbos. Sofik. That means the is currently outside in the field. But he's not allowed to walk a paimama from his house and further. No, maybe the Erev was not Chal. And therefore, where is he living? At home. And he has a paimama from there. He can't go past the Erev at all. You can only walk between your house and the Erev. Like you're holding a camel and a chamor. The chamor goes forwards. And the camel like pulling him backwards, he has to go backwards and forwards. In other words, you can't walk too far. So in a Suffolk Erev, either you go to Chumrah, and we don't know which one is Chal, you have to be Machmir, or else we go to Kula. Sot Gemara, Nizgalgo Chutz L'Tchum. The first case is what? That the Erev, the Lechem, rolled another Dal Damis, Achutz from Yotchum. Omar Rava, Loishonu Elish Nizgalgo Chutz L'Yarbamis. It had to go 4 amis away from the place where you first put it down. But even if it rolled 2 amis away, 3 amis away, it's not 4 amis away, then it's still Chal the Erev. Why? Tzadamis is hanoisin eruv yeshlo daladamis. Because that's the locha. Wherever you put down your eruv, the rabbanon gave you a radius of daladamis all around it. It's considered like your makom shrita. See, even though you're not allowed to walk there, but within your daladamis, it's still considered in one place. It's called the eruv in the makom where you were. Rashi hanoisin es eruvei hayov neskave liknoi shram shrita yeshlo arbamis to hayov ahanu arbamis. Mivlo b'tchum, heavy look at chum. It's like one chum. We have a connection as a ruby of a bias. She has a soif at chum. She has filu elef amo. Malach has kula v'chutzla apayim amo. So when you put yerev down, let's say you put it. We'll see the gemaras later about this. You put yerev mamish in a house, even though from your city is apayim amo away. Now the apayim amo, let's say ends mamish right here in the middle of the room, ends the apayim amo. The loch is if the Arab is in this room, you could walk to the wall also. Because anything within a Rosh Hashanah Yochid is still like one Dal Damis, it's all part of your Tchum. Who are Dim Metchil if you put the Arab outside in the field? When you put it down, the Rabbani gave you Dal Damis all around you. All around you is still called in your Tchum. So Mel, if the Lechem will roll out two or three Amis, it'll still be kosher. Because you have, from where you put it down, four Amis radius all around. So it's only possible if it rolled out more than four Amis. More than four Amis, that's when it's possible.
We just see the mission again, just for the whole matter, bottom Gemara, just see the mission again. That this Galgulo Chutzle Tchum, if the Erev rolled out of its place more than Dal Damas out of the Tchum, so Mel it's possible, because she can't go there on Shabbos, or else Nofalol of Gal, or Nisraf, or else a pile, a Gal means a pile, a stone pile, a wall pile, fell on top of the Erev, or Nisraf, or else it got burnt up. This by Ruve Tchumim, where you put your two Chalas outside, and now they're not there, Ben Ashmoshes, or else Truma v'Nitmas, it became Tomei, is Mevayyoyim Enu Erev. If these things happen before Shabbos, so Pshita, B'Shas, the Erev should be Chal, the Erev is not there anymore, the Erev Tchum is not Chal. Mishachashaycha raise Erev. What happened at night time, then the Erev is Chal. Because at the beginning, Ben Ashmoshes, that's when the Erev is Chal, and by that time was Chal, we don't care what happens to the Erev later. What about in Sofik? We have a Sofik, when did the Erev become lost? When did it become burnt? When did it become Tumeyam? Is Ramei Rab Yudu Waimrim Harezeh Choma Gomel? We go to Chumra and say we have a Sufik. Maybe the Erev was Chal, maybe it wasn't Chal. So maybe it's kind of Shvisa outside. Maybe it's kind of Shvisa back home. So we could only walk in between where the Erev is and his house. He can't walk further. We have to go to Chumra, Miss Sufik. Maybe the Erev was Chal. Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon, I know. Sufik Erev Kosher. Min HaSufik, we know on the Erev was Chal. About the was Chal, it's kosher. He's allowed to walk up Paimama where the Erev was. We go to Kula. About only the Rabbanon, the Sufik, and the Rabbanon, you go to Kula. And I'm Reb Yosi, Avtum, Es Heid, Mishum, Chamish, Es Kenim, HaSufik Erev, She Kosher. That a Sufik Erev is kosher. Yeah. Now we'll go to the bottom of the Gemara where we're holding. Yeah. Oh no, we'll be holding Nizgal Zamora. Nizgal go chutz letchum. If the Erev you put it exactly al payimama away from your house. Now before Shabbos it rolled another Dal Damas away. It rolled four Amas away. If it only rolled two or three Amas away, it's still kosher. Because everybody has four Amas where you put your Erev. So the next four amas away from your Erev is called in your Rishus. So if it rolls only two or three amas away, it's still called kosher. It's only possible when the Erev rolls more than four amas away. Fight Nofolov Gal. Now the Mishnah says, what if you put your Chalas outside there, and a brick wall caved on top of the Chala? So the Maisi can't get to the Chala now, so the Erev is not Chala. This happened before Shabbos. So Merkosalka Daitoch, the boy Motzi Shokulei. That really is talking about stones fell on top of the Erev. So all you have to do is just pick up the stones and throw them away. So still, the Mishnah says, if it happened before Shabbos, the Erev is not Chal. Is why not? Vice versa, because the stones are Muksa. And you're not allowed to touch Muksa on Shabbos. Therefore, Ben Ashmosha, she can't throw away the stones to get to the Erev. Is the Chur Lema Masis like Rebbe? Our Mishnah doesn't go like Rebbe. The Rebbe, because if it goes according to Rebbe, Omar Rebbe said already we had that Kol Dava Shum Mishum Shvus LeGozer Olav Ben Ashmoshes. Anything that's only Yosem Mid Rabbonon LeTzarech Mitzvah is Mutter Ben Ashmoshes. So here, not to touch stones on Shabbos is only Nisah the Rabbonon as Muksa. And what do you want to touch the stones for? Kidei to get you Erev, that the Erev should be Chal. And that's called the Dvar Mitzvah. So why is the Mishnah say it's Osir? Elamai, the Mishnah doesn't go like Rebbe. So it's according to Rebbe, it should be Mutter. So the Gemara, no. Afilu Tema Karebi. Even if our Mishnah goes like Rebbe. Hey, if it's only Osir Midrabbanon, it would be Mutter to take away the stones to get you Erev. Then the Erev would be Chal. But like Tzuricha, the case of our Mishnah is, the boy more of a chatzinim. In other words, so many stones fell on top of it that you can't, or heavy stones fell on top of it, you can't just pick it up with your hands. But you need a shovel and a pick to get the stones away. So in Melo, there's going to be an issue deraisa upon using a shovel to take away the stones. So the Gemara doesn't say claw what's going to be the issue deraisa. Now the Ritzvah speaks out, why says the pshat is that if you need a pit and a shovel, this time you'll do harish already also. So while you're shoveling away the stones, you're going to shovel into the ground also, and you're going to come to do an issi deraisa. That's why it's also to clean away the stones on Shabbos. So therefore, the Mishnah goes either according to Rebbe that here an issi deraisa it's also to do bein hashmoshes. So therefore, you can't get to this eruv. The only way is to use a shovel. You can't use a shovel digging away the stones because you're going to come to do harisha. So the Gemara now, Otzrich, I need both cases. Titon in his goggle, just say the first case where the eruv rolled away down amis. Mishum delaisi gavei. I'll tell you there the reason why it's not chalm. If it rolled away before Shabbos, so the beginning of Shabbos, your Erev, is dal damas away from you wanted to be. Why? Because it's not near where you wanted to be. That's why the Erev is not chalm. It's like you don't have the Erev. Avol nofel olav gal. But if just stones, a wall of stones, fell on top of the Erev, the isi gavei. Really the Erev is right there where it's supposed to be. Just you can't get to it. Is Emel heavy Erev? Maybe I'll say that's not a chsaron. Since the Erev is in your Dal Damas, maybe it should be Chal. Kamashmullah, no. An Erev Techume means you have to be able to eat the Chal of Ben Hashmoshes. Here where the Chal is buried, under these stones, you can't get to it, the Erev is not Chal. V'toni Nofel Olav Gal, we'll just say the Chiddush, where the stones fell on top of the Erev, Mishum Demichse. I tell you, here it's worse. It's all covered up. You can't see it. So maybe that's considered like the Erev is not here at all. Mashenkin, Avon is Galgol, but if it just rolled away Daldamis, I tell you, even though now it's Daldamis away, you're not allowed to walk there, because that's outside your Tchum Shabbos, or but maybe Zimn in the Yosazikum, maybe the wind some kind will blow it back again, or Maisile, and it'll blow it back into your Daldamis. Is Zemel heavy Erev? Maybe it's called a good Erev, it's not cold like away from you, just like the wind blew it away, maybe it'll blow it back again. Tzuricha, know that Lamais is totally where it is exactly Ben Hashmoshes. That's when the Erev is Chalm. So at the beginning of the Shabbos, the Erev was out of your Dal Damas. You can't get to it. The Erev is not Chalm. So I need both Chidushim while the Erev is not Chalm. Vayeti Nisra of Truma of Nitzmas. Another case is even the Chalas got burnt up, or else if you put out their Truma, and now it became Tamei, so Truma Tamei and nobody's allowed to eat, that's no good for an Erev. So the Gemara Lomali, what do I need this Chidushim for? Pshitam. Like if the Erev got burnt up, so if it happened before Shabbos, Pshita the Erev is no good. You don't have an Erev there. Like what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? So the Gemara Tana Nisraf